Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
A lot of you guys have sent me this video the last couple of days. You sent it to me, but it's really a reminder, I think, for Kristen more than anything else.
What?
For 10 years, you are your child's favorite person in the world, as a father or as a mother. And after that, they have new favorite people in the world. They have best friends, they have girlfriends, boyfriends, they get married. You're never, ever going to be their favorite person again. And so really what it is it's a call to arms to be there and appreciate and embrace those 10 years, to stop living the deferred happiness plan where you say like, well, I'm going to work really hard now so that I can be happy when I'm 40 or 50. Because when you're 40 or 50, they're not going to be 3 years old anymore. They're going to be 13 and have best friends and not want to hang out with you. They're actually not going to think you are cool anymore. And so my whole mantra since he's been born has been that I want to be super, super present.
There you go.
Well, joke's on him, because my husband and I took so long to have kids. Guess what? Our kid is going to be 3 when my husband's 50, so suck it. Joke's on you, fool!
Kristen hates these videos because there's so much pressure on parents now, man. Now you got to be every second present, and if you're not, you're a bad parent.
And they can have multiple favorite people. Like, I guarantee you, there are adult children who would say one of my favorite people is my mom or my dad or both.
Kristen, if it makes you feel better, I like my parents now way more than I did when I was 3. Mainly because I'm more sentient, but also because I can drink with my parents now, which is a lot of fun.
Thank you.
All right, so did she let her mom watch their newborn while her husband was out of town? Shouldn't be like a big old deal, right? I mean, you should trust mom.
Yeah, so she called us up and was trying to figure out how to navigate this situation that she really didn't have all the information for. She and her husband have a newborn, and her mother-in-law watches the child constantly, and her mom would like to be an active participant in her grandbaby's life, and she would like her mom to watch the child. However, when she tried to set this up, her husband was always like deferring to his mom or like working around it. He never flat out said, I do not want your mom to watch our child, but she could just pick up on energy and she just got an overall sense that he was hesitant and did not want her mom to watch the kid without blatantly saying it.
It's really hard to see this in your own family because it's one of the most painful things that I ever saw. When my son Hayden was born, that my mom came down to try to quote unquote help out, right? And it's weird to say that she had 3 sons, but was so incredibly awkward and forceful and kind of physical and dismissive of my son. Like, it's hard to say that my mom had no maternal instincts whatsoever. In fact, the week was so stressful for her that she left like after 2 days. She's like, I can't take this anymore, right? And it's really hard to watch as the son of that person. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine her not having the same opinion as he does because she doesn't want to see that in her own mom.
Well, no, maybe she doesn't, but she's like, she fully trusts her mom. Again, he never flat out said, I don't trust your mother. I do not want her watching our child. She just picked up on these vibes. So he was going out of town this weekend, and her mom wanted to help out and wanted to watch the baby, and she wanted to go and be alone and do some errands, and she was more than willing to have her mom watch the kid. So we roundtabled it and discussed, and I think the consensus was, while your husband is gone, since he has not flat out told you, I don't want your mother watching our kid, send him a text being like, hey, I'm going to go to XYZ. My mom's going to watch the baby. Don't ask for permission. Mm-hmm. Just say that. And then if he has an issue, he has to address it then and there, and you can cross that bridge how you see fit. I don't know if that's the route she went, but that's the advice we offered.
Abby has the updated email.
It seemed easiest at the time to let my mom watch our son without asking my husband. She was so happy and excited when I asked. I never did tell her that my husband wasn't okay with the idea. I figured that would cause too much tension between the two of them. Since my husband has several work trips coming up, I figured I could just let her watch him for a few hours every time he goes on a trip. I assume that eventually he may find out, or he'd have to specifically tell me that he doesn't want my mom babysitting. By then, I could tell him that she already does it quite regularly and that everything has been fine. By then, he'd have nothing to argue against. Unfortunately, I did not anticipate that leaving my mom in the dark about this could backfire. Because within the first hour of her watching him, she started texting me and my husband pictures of our son.
Oh, but see, that's the sign of a good babysitter.
Aww.
Like when they send you text updates to let you know like how the little one's doing. He's actually really sweet.
He's still alive, I swear.
Uh-huh, exactly. You're showing proof of life.
Still breathing.
My phone immediately started blowing up from him demanding to know where I was and why she was watching our son alone. I had no choice but to have the conversation with him. He finally admitted that he just doesn't think that my mom is attentive enough or has the best judgment. This is something I completely disagree with. However, he was furious and said he no longer trusts me. He says that I know he felt this way, which isn't entirely true because he never flat out said it. This turned into a huge argument and still isn't resolved. So now I have to decide, do I keep letting my mom watch our son anyway?
Well, he does have a bit of a point.
Why?
Because what she did was kind of shady. I mean, she was using semantics, really.
She was. Mm-hmm. And I wish she would have gone our route by texting him. But at the same time, we always talk about motherly intuition, right? Like, she trusts her mom to watch the baby. You need to trust your wife and the mother of your child to make decisions for your family. And for him to come in and flat out be like, unless you have specific like evidence of how she would be the worst babysitter known to man, then sorry, I don't agree. And he never came out and said it. I'm not a mind reader. I'm not supposed to sit here and decipher your every feeling. If you don't want us to do something, it is your responsibility. If you have a problem, you have to tell me you have a problem. I'm not going to sit here and be freaking Sherlock Holmes and figure out what you have issues with and don't.
You're right. I totally agree with you on that. He should have said something, but she was shady and she destroyed trust, and that trust is going to be very hard to get back around your kid. She's the mother of the child. She deserves to be able to make decisions, and she is knowledgeable, but at the same time, he's the father of the child, equally important in the kid's life. He needs to be on board, and if you know, you have an inkling that your partner's not going to like something you're doing with the kid, and then you cut them out of the conversation and do it anyway, for me personally, that would be a huge betrayal of trust. And I would react exactly the same way as him. I think in this situation, they can both be wrong. And I think they're both wrong. They both handled it poorly.
It feels manipulative to me. That's because she kind of knew what was up, even though he didn't say it. But you're right. I mean,
no,
you
when we talked
say,
to her, she said she knew, like she felt like something was off.
Yeah.
And I just, I wish she would have sent that text in the beginning saying, hey, mom's going to watch, you know, Junior while I run to Target. And then he could have lost his S and then been like, listen, sorry, I disagree. She's going to watch our kid.
Then they can, I mean, look, when you kick these things down the road, there's still going to be tension. It's just down the road. I wish I would have learned this so long ago. Just get rid of the tension immediately, handle the conflict and move on.
What did we say multiple times? And we were talking about communication, right? Like they needed to like be on the same page. And she's like, she said, I distinctly remember this at the end of the conversation. That's really good advice.
That's all you needed to hear.
That she did not take.
Right.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.